Hi, this is Stan Collymore.
And you are listening to the V2 Football Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the V2 Football Podcast. I'm Chris Lappin. I'm delighted to be joined online by Luke de Gilbert. How are you doing this evening, Luke?
Yeah, good. Thank you, mate.
I'm brilliant, thank you. So if anyone's missed our previous interview with Luke plays for the Newport County Community side and was recently voted our interviewee of the season by our Twitter followers. So how have you been since we last spoke?
Really good, thanks, mate. I've been enjoying my football, and it's been really good the last few weeks in the football has.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to Newport County Community for winning the first ever We Were the Same Shit trophy at the weekend. Must have been a proud moment for you.
Yeah, it was a good tournament. Cheers, mate. We played Wrexham, Raspall, and U10.
Yeah.
And it was a good tournament. I played the defence.
Yeah.
And I played up front. But the last game was against the team, which was the final. And they had to go to penalties. And the right side, the Ubukedi side, there was our one. That game on penalties and won the cup.
Yeah, and it
was a good day as well, and a good tournament, and I enjoyed taking part in that as well.
So what was the format of the tournament? Was it a league and then the top two went through to the final?
It was like stages.
Yeah.
And it was like matches at the beginning, but then went to knockout stages, then it went to the finals. And Wrexham won the other cup.
Yeah.
And that was on penalty shooting as well.
So what was the score in the final?
It was 0-0 in the game I played in, but yeah. It was like each player had to take like one penalty each, and like waiting for my team, the side I was on scoring penalty, but either missed the other penalty on the other team.
Yeah.
So it was like 1-0 on penalties. Because they only had to take one penalty each.
Yeah.
Because it was like a...
It was a sudden death.
Like a short penalty. It was like not a non-penalty shootout either.
So it was a sudden death penalty shootout type thing. So if you miss, you went out.
What's that?
So was it like sudden death rather than a full five?
Yeah, it was sudden death.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. So it was very exciting then. So you've also told me that you started volunteering with the Dementia Friends. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I had to figure out what volunteer role I had to do with Dementia Friends, and I decided to do fundraising, which is like organising events and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'd be helping them with a coffee cake morning event on Thursday as well.
That sounds fun.
And that'd be really good as well. It's at 10 o'clock till 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did a session with Dementia Friends to like add in a lot about dementia and other stuff, and I learned a lot about it, which is really good too.
Let's come back to your. So is it nearly the end of the season now? Does your season coincide with the usual football season?
The project has ended, and that's why they had a tournament on Sunday, and that's why we talked about. But I think the football sessions are still going on.
Yeah.
But I hope there'll be a few more matches, hopefully. But at the moment, it's just training at the moment.
So you started the season more as a striker, but you've, as the season's gone on, you've seemed to have played more and more defence. Have you found the change of position?
I found defence really good, to be honest, mate. I've played like left-back, centre-back, I've done really well in both positions. And I feel comfortable with in defence. And in the tournament Sunday, I I have the team to get the penalties to, and that was in defence, and I was happy with my performance in defence.
Yeah.
And I think the team played well too on Sunday. And I think I'd be playing more defensive there in training.
Yeah.
And at front, because I like to try new positions, I do too. And it helps me a lot as a footballer, a defender me in defence as well. And I feel confident in defence, which is really good for myself and the team.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So what have your highlights of the season been so far?
The highlight on this season has to be Sunday, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think take part in a tournament and go to the final and, winning that club, it has to be my best moment so far as a player. And for your book, Eddie, too, I think it's a great achievement for the club, too.
Yeah.
And I think myself and the team in the club and City playing, getting to the final and winning that trophy and the cup.
Mm.
So and we also got a medal as well for taking part.
Oh, great.
Which was really nice as well.
Yeah. So what was your favourite goal in the season?
My favourite goal of the season has to be the one I scored in the tournament in September.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was when I skilled my coach as I played against him and scored past the keeper.
Yeah, brilliant.
that was my favourite goal this season.
It's the last time we spoke, you were getting into some radio work, and how's that going?
It's going really good, excuse me. But I haven't been in the radio for like 2 weeks now because of that tournament Sunday, and last week I was ill.
Yeah.
So I did go then. But hopefully I'll be go back to it now and doing stuff again with the radio.
Is it local radio? Is it an internet based show?
It's a local radio station called Energizer Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've started to do new stuff now to searching at local footballers.
Yeah.
Now, like place where you were kiddie, hoping to look up place for Wales and stuff now as well, finding facts about their career and stuff like that, which is good.
Mm. Nice, and
so hoping to do more of that now as well.
So you mentioned in some of our tweets over the last couple of months that a couple of scouts have come to see you. Have you any updates on them?
I haven't had any scouts come to watch me yet, no, mate.
No.
But hopefully the way I'm performing and if I carry on, hopefully there'd be a chance for them to come down and watch me. But for now on, I go to keep doing well in training and carry on helping the team in matches. And just focus on my football until something happens.
And is representing the Welsh disability team still the dream?
Yeah.
Right. So before we finish, do you want to plug your social media? Because I know you just recently got a new Twitter account.
My Twitter account is NukeDGilbert2.
Yeah. You've also got a fan appreciation page on Facebook. So that's still going strong?
Yeah, I'll try and find it out, mate.
Yeah. So I've really enjoyed speaking today. I'd love to have you on again the next season.
Thank you, mate. Okay. Yeah, my fan page is Luke D. Gilbert, your book, Eddie Community.